Broadcasting live from the Business Radio X studios in Atlanta, Georgia, it's time for Atlanta Business Radio. Brought to you by OnPay. Built in Atlanta, OnPay is the top-rated payroll and HR software anywhere. Get 1 month free at onpay.com. Now, here's your host.
Lee Cantor here, another episode of Atlanta Business Radio, but this is a very special one. It's the GSU ENI special interviews where we're interviewing folks that are coming out of that program and involved in the Main Street Fund. Today on the show, we have Christabel Gonsaw with Kernelizer. Did I say that right? Kernelizer.
That's correct, Lee. I know it's a multiple, yes, that's correct.
Well, Christabel, congratulations on developing Kernelizer. Can you tell us a little bit about what it is and how other folks can learn about it?
Absolutely. Thank you so much for the opportunity. So Kernelizer, we are still very much in the ideation stage, and Main Street has been helping out with fleshing out that idea a little bit and turn it into a product. But the main goal really is to promote accessibility to hair care products and hairstyles for Black women, specifically individuals that have a little bit more kinky, curly hair, that have difficulty finding products for their hair texture. So that's what we're doing here at Kernelizer.
So what was the genesis of the idea? Was this a problem you had or your friends had or family members had? Like, how did you say, you know what, this is a problem I think technology might help us solve?
Yes, all of the above. But yes, primarily because it's a problem I have. And speaking with friends, family members, sisters, I have three older sisters, and we all keep natural Black hair. It's an issue that we all face. And actually, I was taking a class. I was enrolled in the MBA program at Georgia State, and I graduated last December 2021. And taking a class with Dr. Maripin in digital innovation. And that was the basis of the class, really encouraging us to think outside the box a little bit and find problems that we're all facing individually and how we can create innovative ways to solve those problems. So that's how we came about initially.
So when you were younger, did you think, oh, one day I'll be an entrepreneur?
I don't think so. I don't think I ever had that idea. I actually didn't know what was involved. I mean, I'd heard about it, seen individuals, met people that work full time as entrepreneurs, but that has never been my goal. It just sort of fell into my life. I guess that's not really a good way to put it, but I didn't think I was going to be an entrepreneur growing up, but here we are.
But here we are. And I mean, part of it is you're involved with Georgia State, right? You mm-hmm. graduated Georgia State and multiple degrees, right? Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And one of the things GSU does a great job with is to at least explore entrepreneurism in almost all, if not all, of their majors, right? Like there's a little bit of entrepreneurship you can glean in, yes, in wherever you mm-hmm. are in that university, and maybe that contributed a bit.
Mm-hmm. Oh, absolutely. I would say the digital innovation class that I took contributed a lot because we did have entrepreneurs, individuals that have started their own businesses and had ideas while they were enrolled, come and speak to us in the class. And so even though it was an idea that I'd been sort of thinking about a little bit, it was through that class that I realized that maybe I can turn this into something that everybody else can find useful and not just me. So I would definitely say being a student multiple times at Georgia State and having the opportunity to network and speak with other entrepreneurs, like, definitely played into me wanting to turn this idea into a product.
Now, are you a technologist? Like, how are you kind of handling the technology part of this? Because it's one thing to go, well, my right. hair is really curly, and that'd be great if there was an app that would just kind of tell me what to buy.
Right.
But, like, yeah. how do you make the technology you do that?
No technology background, unfortunately. My background is very much in public administration and the social sciences. So not a field that I'm very familiar with technology. But actually, through the Main Street Fund, I've been able to connect with other individuals that have the background that I can find their services. I haven't committed to anyone just yet. I think it's a very important decision that I have to take my time and make. But I've been through the program, met different people that I've spoken with, and still like vetting and seeing who I would eventually have on my team.
Now, that is a big decision, and you want to hopefully get it right or close to right. Is there any advice for other non-tech founders out there that are doing what you're doing? Of like, what are kind of some of the red flags? You're meeting somebody, you're like, oh, this is not going to be a fit, or hey, this person has potential. Is there anything you've learned thus far on how to kind of hone in on the appropriate technology partner?
Right. I mean, I think through the Minced Seed Entrepreneurship Seed Fund, that's something that we're all learning. We have different sessions and they're teaching us different things that we should look out for and how we should build our team and things like that. So I would say just talk to as many people as you possibly can and don't make the decision like right away. Because for me personally, I'm looking for someone that works in the field and knows what they're doing, but I also want to make sure that it's a right fit and it's someone that equally cares about what I'm doing. So I would rather have someone that cares about what I'm doing and have the background also than just someone that has the background. So yeah, that I think wanting that both in one person has made the process a little longer. But at the same time, like I said, I think it's a very important decision. And so I want to take my time and make that decision. But yeah, I think my advice would be just talk to as many people as possible and vet out people based on what you're looking for.
Now, what has been kind of the most rewarding part of the process thus far?
Oh, I would definitely say the customer discovery process. So we've had three different sessions based on customer discovery alone. And my one big aha moment or my takeaway has been sort of like we all came into the program having an idea based on problems that we individually faced and we wanted to find a solution for. But again, we want to get it to a point where it's not just beneficial to us, it's beneficial to other people. So we have to make sure we're taking feedback from the ideal customer, right, into consideration as well. And so talking to people outside of family, friends, and, you know, people in my inner circle who will obviously give me positive feedback and actually seeking out who I think my ideal customer base is and getting their feedback and what they would like to see and if this is even a problem for them that they want to solve, you know, that has helped me really validate my idea and take a different approach than what I had in mind initially when I came into the program. So I think that has been extremely beneficial.
Has there been any kind of big hurdle thus far, or has it been kind of smooth sailing?
It's been challenging, I'm not gonna lie. I think if I were doing this full time, it wouldn't have been as challenging as it's been. But I also work full time and working on this idea full time with the Main Street fund. So it has been challenging, like planning everything and making sure I'm on top of everything and meeting the deadlines. Because after every session, we have homework or assignments that we have to do and check in with our mentor and things like that. So you have to make sure you're keeping on. Otherwise, you're going to fall behind and not, you know, meet the expectations at the end of the program. So that has been very challenging. And also just getting out of my comfort zone and talking to people, you know, and hearing some feedback that is not very positive, but is feedback nonetheless that will help flesh out the idea a little bit. So it's been emotionally tasking. It's been physically tasking. It's been challenging overall, but still very fulfilling.
Now, do you have anybody else on the team or is it just you?
I do have my brother helping out in terms of the operation side of things and making sure we're keeping on deadline. And when we're doing the customer discovery, he's there to take the notes for me. So it's not just me going, you know, having to talk to people and memorize or like take notes at the same time, because I think that can be confusing sometimes if it's just one person. So shout out to my brother.
Yeah, everybody's got to help a little, right?
A little bit, yes.
Now, being part of the Main Street Entrepreneurial Seed Fund, that's a big achievement just unto itself. That process, you mentioned you've been gaining a lot of insight from going through it. Probably without that fund, you might not have taken these steps, right?
Actually, you know, like, to be honest with you, when I applied initially, because one of the cohort members that I applied, not saying that the funding is not nice, but when I applied initially, I didn't realize there was a funding aspect to it, because I think the opportunity to actually meet people that work in the field and can give you very specific feedback and guide you a little bit also in terms of like turning your idea, or even people that have the product, making it a little bit better and going to the next stage in itself is very valuable. But absolutely, the funding has been also helpful in terms of me bringing on people to my team, because even the fact that like we're very small, like nobody's still going to work for free. So the fund has been a very nice cushion also. But I think I would have still applied even if there was no funding attached to it.
Right. But do you think you would have gone this far in pursuing this kernelizer solution if you weren't part of this program? Do you think you would have done this without being part of that, kind of having that help?
I don't know I would have gotten this far without the help. I think it's pushed me. Like, it's just been a couple of months, but I've made a huge progress since when I started the program. Because literally when I started the program, I didn't have any product. I was literally just an idea that I presented to the team. And thankfully, they thought it was a good idea and they were willing to support. But I don't think I would have gotten as far as I have gotten if I didn't have that support. So it's definitely been very beneficial to my success. Yes.
Yeah, I think that the Main Street and other kind of initiatives like this really, because they put you on a path to success. Like, there's things to do. You have homework.
Absolutely.
Like, you have to do things.
Have homework. Yes.
So it forces you to
mentors.
Right.
Yes.
It forces you to do this
to
when
do
you
work. Yes.
Because otherwise it'd be like, hey, I have this idea. And then you would like maybe get to it, maybe on a vacation, you'd bring it up again, but it could take years, you know, for it to come to life. And this is like, well, now you're on a clock. You got deadlines. You got things have to happen now.
Absolutely. Like, we have a schedule, and every couple of weeks there's a class, and after class there's an assignment. You're checking in with your mentor in between. It's you have to keep up.
Right. And then, but it's paying off though. You're making, you can see real progress.
I know. I am amazed. Like, I didn't think I had it in me, but very amazed at my progress so far.
Well, it's a big achievement. You should be super proud of yourself. This is, this is a big deal.
Thank you so much. It is a big deal. I'm now getting to realize it, but when I started in the process, it was a little bit overwhelming. But now, looking back and seeing how far I've come and the progress that I've made, it's just amazing. So yes, I'm very proud of myself.
So what do you need more of? How can we help?
Oh, yeah. So I am still doing customer feedback. I don't think I'll ever stop, even when my product is fully on the market. I'm always going to want to hear people's feedback and how things are working, how we can make things better for folks. So anybody that's interested, please email us at hello@kernelizer.com. Please email us at at kernelizer.com. We're still looking to build our team. We're looking for our tech person. We're looking for individuals that really care about this product that we're building to help us in the customer discovery page. So anybody that's interested at all, please email us at hello@kernelizer.com.
So it's kernelizer.com is the...
Yes.
All right, let me... it's hello?
Hello at...
At
Curl,
C-U-R-L.
C-U-R-L-N-A-L-Y-Z-E-R.
All right.
.com.
And then when they do that, that'll get to you. Are you on any of the social platforms too, or is this the main way to get a hold of you?
This is the main way to get a hold of me. I'm on LinkedIn. Kernelizer's not yet. Personally, I'm on LinkedIn. I'm on Instagram and other social media platforms. But I'm centralizing all my communication to our email for right now.
Right. And if they want to contact you on social, what is, share like the spelling of your name so they can find you?
Oh, sure. Yes. My first name, Christabel. Last name is Ghansah. And that's Christabel Ghansah.
Well, Christabel, thank you so much for sharing your story. You're doing such important work and we appreciate you.
Thank you so much, Lee. This was awesome. Truly appreciate your time.
All right. This is Lee Cantor. We'll see you all next time on GSU ENI Radio.
Today's episode of Atlanta Business Radio is brought to you by OnPay. Built in Atlanta, OnPay is the top-rated payroll and HR software anywhere. Get 1 month free at onpay.com.